Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you. This is Bishop Barron. I want to thank you so much for releasing the miracle dollars or more. Listen, friend, by now you should have already received the powerful success workbook that I sent you. I need you to follow the instructions. I need you to begin to work on the book. It's imperative. It's key that you begin to start your assignment and follow my instructions that I've given you in my book. This is the beginning stage. This is the beginning steps of a transformational change in your finances. This is the beginning of new breakthroughs that you will begin to cause to manifest in your life. Your persistence, your diligence, is key. Do you not know that many people fail in their life because they don't move into diligence? They're not focused? A lack of focus will open up the door to poverty. By now, you should have already again received your ebook. Perhaps you've already received your email, your prophecy from the company of prophets. If you haven't as of yet, keep an eye on your inbox. It's on its way. Now prepare yourself, prepare your heart for the word of the Lord from myself and my wife, Prophetess Michelle.
Once again, I want to thank you, Olufemi, for the miracle seed. Thank you, because this is a season where you're going to begin to see success and favor and blessings. It's a season where you're going to have favor with the public. It's a season where the anointing that shall rest upon thee shall cause you to be able to get the things that you have been believing God and desiring God for. I see contracts, I see deals, I see opportunities all around thee. For I shall make thy voice known, and people shall hear thee, and you shall be a speaker, you shall be an entrepreneur, and you're going to do great things for the kingdom of God, and you're going to begin to see that even relationship with women is going to be even so much more better and so much more greater for thee. For the Lord says, I'm going to fill your desires, and you're going to begin to find that you're going to move up, and you're going to be blessed, and you're going to find that that you're going to prosper in groups amongst people. For the Lord will say unto thee that this is your season and this is your hour of an awesome move of the Spirit. For the Lord said, I'm going to elevate you. For the Lord will say unto thee that on a business level you're going to prosper, and you're going to see financial rewards, and I'm going to increase your knowledge and your thinking and your mind, and you're going to begin to see that the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee that prepare thyself. For the Lord says, you have been tested and you have passed the test. Now you're going to be blessed, and you're going to begin to see that you're going to be receiving rewards. For the Lord will say unto thee that on a professional level I'm going to advance thee, and I see monetary rewards coming your way. I see increase all around thee. For this is a time where you're going to take charge of your life and you won't hold back. So the Lord says, make a plan and prepare, because there is an awesome moving and there is a mighty shifting that is happening, yea, even in this hour. And you're going to know that this is the Lord that has done this thing. For the Lord says, I desire to bless thee, and I will do a new thing in thee. Oh, and money will not be a problem, because God says, as you have given, so shall you also receive. Oh, you're going to see that your gift's going to cause you to begin to manifest some new things. Worry not, fear not. This paranoia, this fear that tries to come upon you, God says, dismiss that and remove that. For the Lord says, I will bless thee, and I will cause you to prosper. For your days of loss is over with. The Lord says, think things through, because if you don't, then yes, you will have financial losses. But the Lord said, if you keep your will and keep your eyes stayed on him and get counsel, prophetic counsel in all that you do, you will surely prosper. For the Lord will say unto thee that I'm going to repay thee. Do not be irresponsible, but learn to stand on your own two feet. Watch what you get involved in, and as you do that, you're going to see that you're going to prosper, because everything that looks sweet ain't always sweet. Move in discernment is what I hear the Spirit saying unto me. I want you, men of God, to get a miracle seed of $1,000 into my hands. I want to talk to you, and I want to give you a personal one-on-one with my wife for 1 hour, because there's some great things that's going to open up for you, and I want to be there as a prophetic voice to walk you through it. I see greatness. I see something major Give me to come into your hands. Now listen to the word from my wife. God bless.
God bless you, Alafumi. I hear the word of the Lord saying stretch. For Father God says this is the season where you're going to have to stretch. For Father God says he's working through some things in your body, your mind, and your emotions. Father God says don't wear your emotions on your sleeve. I do hear Father God saying this is the season to look beyond what's being presented and ask more questions. Father God says laughter is returning to your heart as well as your home. I hear Father God saying he's touching your financial accounts in this season. And Father God says there's going to be an outpouring concerning even those that you've been thoughtful or worried about. Father God says this is the season to be mindful when you're traveling. I hear Father God saying there's going to be favor, yet be mindful when you're traveling. Father God says this is the season where you also have to begin to mind your health. Make sure you're building up your body, building up your mind in this season. I hear Father God saying, be mindful who you call friend in this season. Thank you, Jesus. And Father God says, this is the season where he's righting what seemed to be wrong. And that's the word of the Lord.